Our next guest is a performance psychologist, and he's worked with teams like the Brisbane Lions, the Redcliffe Dolphins in the NRL, and the Australian cricket team. Dr. Phil Jauncey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Good. So the AFL seems to want to get rid of skin fold testing, at least for younger team members, you know, people who come through academies and so forth. But is, you know, these are elite athletes, and we've got a lot of ex-footballers who commentate in this station. They've always told me that, you know, skin folds were really important and necessary way to sort of decide who was fit and who was not.
Yeah, it's a biometric where, you know, any feedback you can get, are you falling short, you need to do something. We had a couple of Dolphin players who showed up preseason overweight, and the Dolphins said, don't come to preseason. They got him with a boxer by the name Chopper Burgess, and they worked out for a lot of preseason with them, came back with the correct weight. So these are some normal biometrics. I was at a conference at Wollongong in 22 where I noticed the AFL was flagging that they found that teenage girls are really worried about body image and that it could affect their mental health. And they're thinking about either not giving skin folds or what they call blind weight. So when you get your weight taken, they don't tell you. And I remember I was thinking, of course, of elite athletes. I think, well, that'd be like me having a race and the coach doesn't tell me my time. But then I started thinking, well, fair enough. I can understand if you're not serious, it's not that serious a sport, and getting a bit of negative feedback about your weight. Because normally, you can tell a social sport if you're getting a bit plump or you need to lose a bit. So what they were worried about is these girls losing their body, their mental image. But to me, it's not fat shaming if you're just saying, listen, we need to improve this or that. But I can understand under 18s if they're not really that serious about the sport. But on the other hand, I guarantee, even if they're not testing, there'll be girls trying to get in the AFLW draft who'll be checking all these biometrics because they won't have an advantage any other people who can be tested.
Well, this is the thing. And I mean, a top midfielder in the AFL can run up to 20 kilometres in a game, and you simply cannot do that if you are carrying extra weight. I mean, I've got a friend who's a long-distance triathlete, and he really watches his weight because he says, if I carry 2 kilos extra, that's 2 extra kilos I've got to, you know, he does Ironman triathlons. He said it just makes it too hard. So, you know, doing all the training he does, it's not really an issue. Look, I don't have a problem with, you know, underage or less elite sport. You know, why would you worry about skin folds then? But if you want to go into the AFL or AFLW, that is surely it's the top echelon of the sport.
Well, I think what they have to look at is if they're saying this is an issue for the girls, then you've got a way to deal with it, because in elite sport, there's going to be all sorts of issues that you're going to have. And it's not just weight. I mean, it seems you get in the media, people criticize you, and there are all sorts of issues that can happen. So what they have to look at this, if they're deciding to limit it, ultimately the girl's going to get those skin folds when they get into professional. So they got to say, how do we deal with this? Or maybe it's a problem how we present skin folds to girls. We don't want to go back to in the swimming where the girls were fat shamed, humiliated because they're overweight. I mean, one of the difficult things is biologically females, it's easy for them to put on weight than males, because in the days of droughts, they're going to have babies and they had to have a little bit of extra fatty tissue so that if the drought came, they could survive it. So we understand that weight for girls is a bit harder than for guys. But on the other hand, if you want to be an elite, you got to understand that you need your feedback. I always tell people I hate and detest criticism, but I appreciate it. And I think these girls, they have to find a way, I think, if you're not going to give that biometric, make sure that you give the girls the best chance they can be the best athlete they can be.
All right, thank you for your time. Dr. Phil Jauncey there, performance psychologist. Look, it's like, you know, in radio, as a lot of you would be aware, we have these radio ratings which come out. We had a set last week. And I don't like them because it's like being examined, and that's what it is. It's an assessment, you know, how does the audience like you or not? Are you going up or down? But I have to accept them because it's part and parcel of doing what we do. If you want to be in commercial radio, then you will be rated. And if your ratings are good, great. And if they're not good, well, that's not so good. And it's the same in footy. If you want to play in the AFL or the AFLW, you will play better if you are lean. It's just a simple fact of life. And the days of having the likes of Mick Nolan, the galloping gasometer going around, or even Stuart Dew would probably struggle to get a game these days, those days are long gone.